Well, hey guys, welcome to my daily update video. Coming to you live from New York City today. Hey, in a moment, I'm gonna do part two of my series on living in a place of just perfect, glorious, supernatural rest. I know it will bless you. I've really been experiencing this myself, like never before in about the last 3 weeks, and it is glorious and it's not fading away. There's a place of stability and the perfect rest and peace of God that we can, I don't say we can attain to, Jesus has already attained it for us, but that we can live in and we can live from. Let me just put my sunglasses on here today, it's kind of bright out here. Good, hey, before we do that, a few quick housekeeping things, I'll do these real quick. If you are on my channel for the first time, welcome, my name's Graham, I'm a British evangelist, pastor, Jesus-y person, British-American, born in the UK, lived there for 20 years, lived in France for 20 years, and now lived in America for 10 years. I lead a group of churches in New England and travel in North America and Europe primarily, preaching the gospel, holding revivals, stirring people up for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's great to be here with you. Hey, if you're on my YouTube channel, want to hit the subscribe button down there. Three quick things, lots of links below, but three quickies. Number one, please do consider signing up for our email newsletter, link below. Number two, a big thank you to all of the partners of my ministry. We love and appreciate you. You know who you are, and your prayers, your support in the mission field is really appreciated. And thirdly, if you're not yet a Christian, you're not yet a believer in Jesus, I'd love to talk to you about what it means to truly be a follower of Jesus. There'll be a link below, and contact me if I can help you with that. I'd love to do a phone call, a Zoom call with you, and talk to you about how your soul is at, where your soul is right now. Boom. So let's talk about rest. I began yesterday by saying Jesus lived in perfect rest. It is actually, I think until we experience that rest, it's hard for us to actually comprehend, because we were made from rest. Literally, God, a God of rest, created the world and rested on the seventh day. We were created from rest. We were created for rest. God made us. He never constructed us to be, please have this somebody. Never constructed us to deal with strife and, you know, all of this kind of thing. He made us to live in a place of perfect rest in Him. And yet we have so lost that. The Bible talks about the lost ones, and it says, the way of peace they have not known. Most of us, frankly, all of us, have so lost that place of peace in our soul that I think we can't even imagine what it looks like anymore. And when we actually occasionally see somebody walking in that place of peace, we think that's so weird. We think it's not normal. And I tell you, God has a place of heaven's normality for you. I really want you to see that. I experienced something about 3 weeks ago where I just stepped into this whole new place. It was like 10 times more peace and rest than I've ever had in my life. And it's glorious. Jesus says, I will give you rest for your soul. And I've always kind of lived with that idea. Well, yeah, my spirit's in heavenly places. My spirit's at rest. But frankly, my soul would get pulled apart and influenced by every little thing. You know, one email could mess up my day. One message could, one person mad at somebody. It's like my soul would be great until a problem hit, and then I would often internalize what's going on the external around me. So what I want to do today, I want to talk about the great exchange. I want to talk about how we get this peace, because it's not the way most of us think about. Most of us, in a way, think that if we can eliminate problems, we'll get peace. If we can manage problems, we'll get peace. If we can try to keep a short list in our soul, if we can get enough rest, and you know, we look at this like something we need to attain to. And I really want you to see this today. There's something really powerful that Jesus paid the price for the troubled soul, if you will. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon Him, and by His stripes we were, Peter says in 1 Peter 2:24, we are healed. Now I believe absolutely that applies to our physical body, to colds, cancer, COVID, and anything else you might experience physically. But how much more does it apply to our soul? And Jesus paid the price. Do you remember what He said as He was going to the cross? My soul is troubled, even unto death. Literally in the garden, which is the first place Jesus shed his blood in a way for our remission of our sins, for our salvation. Right from the garden, Jesus went into this place of anguish and torment in his soul, not for himself, for you and I. And God took every single thing that I will ever go through, every troubling thing, every lack of rest, every disturbing thing, every internal storm, every strife, all of those kind of things. He took those and he dealt with them on the cross of Calvary. Just for me? No, for you, for the whole world? No wonder he was literally like feeling crushed by that. He took the strife, the pain, the restlessness of the whole world upon him on the cross. And he took literally that nature, if you will, that thing in us. He took that old me, that old restless me, and he nailed me to the cross of Calvary. And now I can say with Paul, I have been crucified with Christ, and yet I live. Not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself for me. So what is the key to receiving this glorious rest? I want you to realize that Jesus has already paid for it. It already belongs to you. It is your inheritance. It is your birthright. Do you remember the prodigal son wanted his birthright? He took it. He went away to New York City, squandered it, did all of these simple, silly things. And at the end, he was like, my life's miserable. He comes back. And yet the elder brother goes to his father and says, you never gave me anything. You know, I've worked all these years for you and you never gave me anything. And the father says to the elder brother three things. Number one, son. Number two, he says, you are forever in my presence. You're forever with me. And then he says, all I have is yours. And I want you to see that today, that the Lord is coming to you and he's saying, son. He's saying, daughter. He's saying, my child, I love you. You're in my presence. In my presence is fullness of joy. My right hand, the pleasures forevermore. He's saying right now, you can abide in my glorious peace. It belongs to you. Everything is yours. I think it's the Message translation says, by your union with Christ and his union with you. You've absolutely been joined one with him. And I want you to see that today. Jesus took all of that stuff on the cross. And I think, in a sense, there's nothing we need to do other than believe. But it's really empowering if you see for the rest of your life, you know, God doesn't want to pay for the same real estate twice. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that. He doesn't want to pay for the same thing twice. If I went and bought a cup of coffee here in Bryant Park today, I don't mind paying for it once. I don't want to pay for it twice. And Jesus paid for you to have that life of rest, of peace, of glorious resting in him. You'll find rest for your souls. He says in Exodus 33:14, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. He said in Psalm 23, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. So even if you're not feeling that today, step into that place by faith and experience it, because it belongs to you in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll be back tomorrow with another lesson where I'm going to talk practically about how we step into this reality. How do we lay down so much? Our lack of rest comes from the fact that we are trying to be the Lord of our own life. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about how to lay down the control of your life and hand the car keys to Jesus. Boom. Thanks for watching again. Do hit that subscribe button below. If I can pray for you or anything, drop me a comment. I promise you I will reply to you. Love to hear from you wherever you are at in the world. Thanks to all the new subscribers. I think we've hit about 66,000 regular subscribers. In the last month, we had nearly 250,000 people watch these videos. So glad they're a blessing to you. Bye for now.